Good morning and
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We hope you're having a wonderful day together with family and friends and celebrating the meaning of today, the birth of our Savior. And so we're going to go ahead and get started today with singing our first carol, which is one of my personal favorites.
That's a good one. Very good one.
Always makes me think of It's a Wonderful Life.
That's true. That's true. Do you know what it is?
It's always, I think it's played at the end of the movie.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So we sing our first carol together now. Hark the herald angels sing.
Let us sing together.
Let's join together in a word of prayer. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for the blessing of this day, for the true meaning of Christmas, that so long ago you chose to be born as a helpless baby in Bethlehem. As we go forward into this day together, a day with family, friends, and its own kind of busyness and fun and maybe even some stress. We pray, Lord, that no matter what happens this day, that you would keep our minds, our hearts, and our souls grounded in the truth of our Savior's birth. That today is a day of hope for us and for all of the world.
And we pray for those who are alone today, for those who are struggling, who are depressed, who are sick. And we lift them up, knowing that the hope of Christmas is for them. That even though they may be alone or sick, Christ still comes as a child to grow up into full humanity and full divinity, to take on what it is to suffer and to die. So Lord, be near those who are alone and hurting today.
and help us to do what we can to lighten their burdens and to help them know that they are loved. So be with us all this day, Lord. We pray on this Christmas day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. For all of our families and cultures, there's Christmas traditions, are there not?
There are always traditions around Christmas.
And we have some in our own family, and we have some from our American heritage, and some that we have gained here from our Scottish heritage. You guys know what these are, a good old Christmas cracker.
Yep.
We enjoy them. We enjoy them as a family, and we will be pulling some today. I won't do it on the camera so we don't hear the pop.
Right.
But one of your favorite things that comes in the Christmas cracker is the...
jokes.
So, Joshua, any favorites from past years or this year?
Well, now that you mention it, Heather, so how does a penguin build its house?
A penguin build its house. How?
It glues it together.
Very good, very good.
Pretty bad.
Okay, it's pretty bad. Are we going to stop there or are you going to keep going?
We got one more in me.
Okay.
Okay. Which knight invented King Arthur's round table?
Ooh, which knight? I feel like I could come up with this with time. We don't have enough time, so.
Circumference.
Circumference. Oh my. Oof. Oh my.
That's probably enough for the moment.
I think so. Should we continue singing?
We need a palate cleanser, I think, you know, from those.
A cracker and a carol.
Yeah, boy. So we'll sing our next carol now, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Souls will receive this gift, the dear.
get to hear all of your favorite Christmas carols, but since you're mm-hmm. not here, yep. Joshua, you already shared one of your favorite Christmas carols with us.
Mm-hmm. I did.
And I hate that I'm going to say it. Any other favorite Christmas jokes that you want to share with us this morning?
Always. Always. What does a clock do when it's hungry?
I think I've heard this one before.
I'm sure you have.
What is it?
It goes back four seconds.
That's good. Okay, one. This is it. Yeah. Your last one.
Putting a cap on me?
Yeah, this is it.
Okay. What do you call a belt made of watches?
A belt made of watches. What?
A waste of time.
Oh, well, jokes help us to be young at heart. And Christmas is for all ages. So it often is. We say it's just for children. But
absolutely. And often in church, we hear the Bible read, we hear sermons given about the meaning of Christmas, and that's all well and good, very important. We just did that in our Watch Night service in Kemne. But there's a number of different ways that we can present the good news to make it understandable and mm-hmm. applicable to people's lives. Don't you think, Heather?
Oh, I think so. I think so often if we do drama, you can do mm-hmm. panto, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You could do so many creative things.
Yep.
And you can do things through visuals.
Absolutely. And so we're going to do something a bit different today. We're going to do a different kind of visual presentation of the Christmas story using probably one of the all-time favorite cross-generational toys.
Which many probably got under the Christmas tree today.
I would expect so. Legos, anyone? Yes, please. Yep. So we're going now to take a few minutes and have a special presentation of the Christmas story through Legos.
So let us see the good news.
A long time ago, before Christmas began, God's people were waiting for God's special plan. And they'd wondered for years how this plan would unfurl, till an angel appeared to a young teenage girl. Though Mary was troubled, the angel proclaimed, "You found favour with God. Do not be afraid. You will conceive and give birth to a son. Call his name Jesus. The King has now come." "I am the Lord's servant," she said in belief. But when Joseph found out, he was filled up with grief. For Mary and Joseph had not yet got married. What would people think of this baby she carried? An angel of God came to him in a dream and helped Joseph see it was not as it seemed. It was God's Holy Spirit that brought life within. This baby had come to save people from sin. So Joseph and Mary and baby-to-be set off to Bethlehem, as was decreed. But when they arrived, there was nowhere to stay, no more rooms to be found for this babe on the way. And then soon the time came she gave birth to a son. The long-promised king had now finally come. And they weren't in a palace, all cosy and warm. Where the animals feed was where this king was born. And while crowds in the town were all still fast asleep, there were shepherds nearby, watching over their sheep. Until something disturbed the darkness of night, an angel appeared and the sky filled with light. The glory of God all around them displayed. The angel declared, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause you great joy. The Saviour is born as a baby, a boy." The shepherds saw angels sing glory and peace, and they said to each other, "Now let's go and see." They hurried to find this great King of the Jews, then in awe and amazement, they spread the good news. Now far in the east, men most clever and wise had seen a strange star that was starting to rise. They knew that a king was the cause of this star, so they set off to find him and followed it far, till it stopped at the place where the boy would be found, and in wonder and worship they humbly bowed down. They opened their treasures, and what did they bring? But frankincense, gold, and myrrh for a king. A king who was little, a king who could cry, who was fragile and feeble, and one day would die. The powerful king who'd been promised for years, who would share in our suffering and take up our tears. For though he was rich, God chose to be poor. He made himself nothing so we could be sure that God is now with us. The King has come near. Good news for all people, Jesus is here.
Further proof that God can use anything to teach the good news. And it hit the nail on the head at the end, I think especially, that God is now with us, Jesus is here. Emmanuel, God with us, that's the meaning of Christmas Day.
Amen. And let us celebrate that with one of the most famous and one of my favorite hymns and carols, Joy to the World. Let us sing together.
Let's sing. Friends, thank you for being with us today for this Christmas Day service. And now receive the blessing.
The blessing of Christ comes to cave and to hillside. His coming is mercy and kindness and joy. Hope is born in this, his birthing.
And on this Christmas Day, may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, may this blessing be upon each of us and upon all who we know. This Christmas Day, and forevermore, and all of God's children say together, Amen. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy Christmas, everybody. God bless.
God bless.